welcome to Wine Text TV. This is episode one of what used to be called the Thunder Show. I did 1,000+ episodes of Wine Library TV, but as I start on this journey 18 years to the day when I started Wine Library TV, I am rebranding it, and this is episode one of Wine Text TV. I know my dad and mom are watching, so big shout out to them. And it's a very special show because 18 years ago today, I started my internet journey. It was the first time I ever made a piece of content for the internet ever. Now, what's super special about this episode is the team and I, we went out and found two bottles of the three bottles that were on the first episode of Wine Library TV. I literally tasted these exact wines 18 years ago. And because they're Cab California-based wines, we decided also to start the show with two of the big favorites of California today. Silver Oak has continued, and this Josh has exploded. And I think if you were a TikTok fan, you're very aware, Josh just went viral on TikTok and has been a very popular wine over the last decade. Let's go into the first wine, 2021 Josh Cabernet, $15 SRP. You can find this somewhere between $12 and $20 a bottle around the country. 87 points wine enthusiast. One of the single most popular Cabernets in the country right now. And I'm excited to taste it. On a sniffy sip, the first thing I smell is, I don't know if you remember Mr. Bubble Bath as a kid, but there's very much a soapy kind of like strawberry soap kind of thing going on. But it also smells a little bit like a cheap potpourri on the nose. Let's give it a whirl. Medium body. I call this a lighter style Cabernet. Solid fruit.
Everyone's asking why you're spitting it out.
I'm spitting it. Well, it's funny. I used to spit because I had to drive home to New Jersey. I don't do that anymore. Holy crap. This is a revelation. Wine Text TV is a place where I'll be able to actually drink wine instead of spitting like I did on Wine Library TV. Yeah. Let's go back to the Josh 2021 Cabernet. It's very obvious to me why this has become popular. It hits on the sugar factor that America loves. And I can see why this, Kendall Jackson, Santa Margarita, Yellowtail, all these wines through the years that get extremely popular tend to have that easy drinking flavor thing going on. You know, what's tough for me when I do Wine Text TV or Wine Library TV is I just want to shoot it the way it is. And so without all the headaches that this would probably give my father at the wine library or all the politics that come along with this, I have to review these wines the way I see it. I see this as a very average wine. This is not expensive, but do I know that I've had tons of wines by the glass that are 12 and 15 and 6 and 9 and 13 and $14 bottles of wine that are far more complex, far more interesting, far more exciting than this wine? Yes, I do. And I think the 87 points from the wine enthusiast is not too far off. I'm going to go a little lower. I think this is an 85-point wine. Big shout out to Wesley Walker, former New York Jets great wide receiver. He wore number 85. To me, this is an 85-point wine. And for all of you that are drinking this every day, like it's the one, you need to get off that. You need to go and explore other things. I'm not impressed. Okay, let's move on. Silver Oak 2019 Cabernet, 94 points, James Suckling, SRP $100. You can find it cheaper in some parts of the world. Let's give it a sniffy sniff. On the nose, it has a little bit of a eucalyptus thing going on, kind of like blackberry, black syrup on the nose. Big nose, complex, a little over the top. Let's give it a whirl. Really strong tannins, good mid palate. Name follows its reputation. Very oaky, very vanilla. I would almost call this like a milkshake. There's a milkshake component to this wine. It's really like a strawberry milkshake. Very, oh, I almost can taste. What is it? What is that? What do you put? What is that?
This whipped cream.
Whipped cream. Thank you. I can literally taste the whipped cream on the palate. Very creamy, very dessert-like, very delicious, similar to the Josh. And this is what happens in California. If you want to know why a lot of your most snobby wine friends, diss California Cabernet and go Barolo, go Burgundy, go Europe, is because these wines get a little bit overdone. It's kind of like too much plastic surgery, too much filler, too much makeup, right? You know when somebody like doesn't want to age and they were so beautiful, but they just inject the crap out of themselves and they look weird? That's what happens with California Cabernet. And so this wine's over the top and I believe is lacking the complexity that somebody that wants to pay $75 to $100 would want to do. And so I don't want to start off 0-2 on this show. I'm angry, I'm upset, I'm disappointed, but that's exactly where we are. I don't see 94, I see 88. And I think that's me being kind because I'm in a good mood because it's the first episode. It's just not there. It's fine. If this was $38, I'd be like, all right, I'm not paying $5 for that. Okay, let's go to the icons. These were the first wines I've ever had. This is the Verte La Désir, Le Désir 2001. All right, this is very stinky on the nose, like which I love. This smells like topsoil caught in the fingernails of a landscaper that's been working in 101 degrees in San Diego and sweating. So you're getting the sweat. It is stinky and it's earthy and it smells great. I wish I could put technology on my tongue right now and let you taste the difference between what these two wines are. One is like cotton candy over top fake. One is very like earthy and natural and real. This is more medium body, tastes more Bordeaux-like, nice smooth finish, very elegant. I like this. This was scored 97 points by the legendary Robert Parker. That's an outlandish score. I don't know if I feel like it's rated that way today, but this is well made. To me, this is a 93-point wine. This is extremely good.
Do you remember why you picked these that first day?
Yeah.
I mean, I know they were so hot at the time.
They were so hot.
And we had just gotten them in, I remember.
I just got them in. Yeah. I was dying to taste them. Anyway, here we go. Last wine of the day. Let's see what we got here. La Joie. 2001, 95 plus points, Robert Parker. This literally is listed as drink through 2071. You know how insane it is? You could sell it as 50 years. All right, let's taste this wine. This is fun. This wine has held up stronger because of the Cabernet. Very strong tannins. 2071 makes sense. This wine tastes like it's a brand new wine all these years later. This is why if you have a wine cellar, it's incredible to be able to buy great wines and put them away and stick to them. Great structure, dark chocolate, high dark chocolate, more than milk chocolate, like, you know, the good stuff, right? Not a Snickers bar, which is delicious, by the way, but the $23, you know, chocolate bar that you buy at, like, Erewhon, because it's, like, from a very small part of, like, Guatemala, handled by people that have lived on that land for 400 years. Held and blessed by a monk, that kind of chocolate bar. That's the flavor on here. Really beautiful blueberry jam. Great structure, great tannins, very long finish. This would pair extremely well with many foods. This is a 96-point wine. Incredible value, even at $300. And wine's gone up. Bordeaux's now are $500-$600 when they come out. This wine rivals that old wine. Beautiful wine. So this is the winner of the day, Le Joie, Le Désir. The Silver Oak and the Josh were incredibly average at best. But that is the reviews for the first ever episode of Wine Text TV. Sign up for winetext.com to get a great wine deal of the day every day. One thing that I'll end this show with is that many of you like wine and drink wine, and you buy a lot of wine at $12 and under. That's fine, and that's remarkable, and people are in different budgets. What I wish people knew is the second you go to 15, things change fast. I'm doing this show because I want to help all of you discover incredible wines, predominantly in the $15 to $30 range. I'm really excited to have these moments with all of you, share these episodes with all of you, get back in the saddle, bring back the Thunder Show with a new makeup. Wine Text TV is here, episode one. I think we have something here. And I think we're going to enjoy this. And most of all, the wine world needs continued change. Most of you are not exploring enough. I'm here to help you explore it, and we will do it again. I'll see you next time. Thank you for watching. Thank you for the opportunity to be back. And I hope I see you soon. Thank you. Love you. Have a great day.